The Bridge.
So no matter what you've been through, no matter what you into, no matter what you see when you look outside your window, brown grass or green grass, picket fence or barbed wire, never ever put them down. You just lift your arms higher, raise them till your arms tired. Let them know you there, that you struggling, surviving, that you gon' persevere. Yeah, ain't nobody leaving, nobody going home. Even if they turn the lights out, the show is going on.
Happy Tuesday evening to you. I hope you're working your way into the work week, and you're probably still trying to figure out what day it is. But it is Tuesday. It's a little after 6 o'clock, and that can only mean one thing. My name's Chris. This is the 8160, and you're tuned into 90.9 The Bridge, and we're about to hang out for an hour. The beginning song we played there was a little bit of a Lupe Fiasco song called The Show Goes On. And this week's show here on the 8160 is all about the concert calendar. And, you know, for so many of us, we all sat through the pandemic and wondered what the music world would look like on the other side of the pandemic. And we're seeing it now. And for a lot of us, it's slapping us in the face as it's coming back with amazing force and a vengeance. So many of our friends, music friends, who needed help or needed to be checked on along the way of COVID need to be checked on again, but this time with maybe some Advil and some Gatorade, because our promoter friends are hustling harder than they probably hustled ever in their lives, rebooking an entire calendar of shows. You know, when you have normal shows, there's always things in the hopper and the funnel's, you know, halfway full and you add to it. But all of our promoter friends have started with this clean slate now that occupancy things are gone and mask mandates have changed and X number percent in every city are vaccinated. Everything's changing. So it's now time to announce an entire calendar of shows, and it's all happening so quickly. Even just today here in Kansas City, two massive shows got announced. Foo Fighters are going to be out at Azura Credit Union with our Kansas City's own Radke on August 5th. And then also announced today, Alanis Morissette, Garbage, and freaking Liz Phair at T-Mobile Center on September 19th. Both of these shows should sell out as fast as the internet can process ticket sales. So keep an eye tuned to our station and our website for information on possible pre-sales and on-sale information, because these are going to be those things you want to be there. Like if it goes on sale at 10 a.m., you're going to want to be logged in. Make sure your logins still work, because it might have been a long time since you bought tickets. Logged in and ready to go and push, you know, buy two, buy four, or whatever, the second that things go on sale, because it's going to get hectic, y'all. And these are two massive shows. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. But so many things coming out. This whole show is going to be about the concert calendar. Of course, on the Bridges website, we have an amazing concert calendar with a lot of really big shows, bigger ticket item shows. But on my personal page, Chris Agarian, that's me, on my Facebook, which is /concertchris, I have a pretty extensive concert calendar of shows beyond some of the typical venues that you might find on some bigger calendar pages. But I wanted to drill down a little bit and do some more of those venues. But this week's show here on the 8160 is going to be all about the upcoming concert calendar. And you can go to my Facebook page. There's a long list there. And if I've missed your show, if you're a musician and I missed your show, add it to the list. And then I'll add it to the list. And then more people can see it. And hopefully we can get some more people out to your shows. Because it's June. The Memorial Day has happened. It's official rite of passage of summer, even though we've still got a couple weeks till really summer solstice. But you know how it goes. It's after Memorial Day. Things are opening up. Capacity things are changed. Hopefully, you're comfortable or can find a way to be comfortable. You can grab some tickets to a concert. I bought tickets to see Future Islands down at Liberty Hall last week. That felt really good. Bought some tickets to see the Struts. We're going to hear music from both of these acts later in this show. And that felt really good. And excited to share with you so much music this week and talk about upcoming concerts. But first, the band that's having the best week ever, Radke. Originally a trio of brothers from St. Joseph, Missouri, they now call Kansas City home. Just in the past couple weeks, these guys got added to Riot Fest in Chicago, Lollapalooza in Chicago. Over the weekend, they got announced as support for a 25-date tour with the band Local H. They're also featured in Dave Grohl's new documentary on Amazon Prime. It's a part of Amazon Prime called Coda. The movie is called What Drives Us. And then just today, August 5th, when Foo Fighters come to town, they're going to open up for him. Freaking Radke. If you're congratulations to these guys. I know they've hustled for a long time. I've been a fan of their music for a long time. A while back, after a show down at Starlight, Ben Folds was in town, and Ben Folds is one of my wife's favorite everythings. And I went down to the stage to talk to one of the techs to try and get my wife a set list. You know how they tape the set list to the stage floor. And he saw my Radke t-shirt, and he's coming over with the set list to me and a handful of other people with their arms extended. He sees my shirt, and he's like, I freaking love those guys. I toured with them. And he handed me the set list, which I promptly turned around and gave to my wife. But I love Radke. I'm so happy for them to get this massive tour with Local H, 25 shows, opening up for the Foo Fighters. Also, that Local H show, they'll be in here in Kansas City, October 11th, and you can check them out August 5th before Foo Fighters if you click the button fast enough to get a ticket, because that's what you're looking at, folks. The whole world wants to go to shows right now. Things are selling faster than ever. So do your due diligence, get logged in, and get tickets to see Foo Fighters at Azura Credit Union Amphitheater for August 5th to see Radke open up. Here's some music from Radke. The song's called Basement.
A160 on the Bridge is brought to you by 7th Heaven, your neighborhood music shop, smoke shop, and love shop. Open 7 days a week in Blue Springs and at 7621 Troost.
And
was music from Liz Phair. The song was called Supernova, and I cannot believe Liz Phair is coming to Kansas City. Before COVID happened, she had a date booked at Liberty Hall over in Lawrence, Kansas, and that went away. They did not reschedule that tour. However, they had announced that Alanis Morissette, Garbage, and Liz Phair were going out on tour in several markets. However, we weren't on that list until today. September 19th, Alanis Morissette, Garbage, Liz Phair, down at T-Mobile Center. Alanis Morissette was one of the first acts I saw in that venue back in 2008. I love Garbage. You know, if you've been around for a minute, maybe you saw Garbage open for U2 at the phenomenal concert in November 2001. The whole concert was themed as a memorial to the people from 9/11, and Garbage opened that show, and I've never got to see Liz Phair. I'm so excited she's coming through town. Was excited to play that song there for you. But to talk about some other stuff coming through at T-Mobile Center, Megadeth looks like they're going to be one of the first shows back there on August 7th. Andrea Bocelli. I know that's not something I would typically play here on the show, but I'm kind of intrigued. I think that'd be a really interesting show, October 16th over there. Of course, slipping into next year, Elton John will be there. The Weeknd, Justin Bieber's show just moved there to next year. And then perhaps the most exciting thing for me on this whole list from this venue on May 18th next year, Rage Against the Machine with Run the Jewels at T-Mobile Center. But again, we're playing this music from Liz Phair to talk about September 19th, Alanis Morissette, Garbage, Liz Phair at T-Mobile Center. Check our site for pre-sale. Check our site for information, because this one's going to sell out extremely fast. And so is this next one. Future Islands was just announced last week. They're going to be playing at Liberty Hall in Lawrence, Kansas. They've never played a proper show here in Kansas City. If you're not familiar with their music, I would encourage you to obviously listen to this next song. But better than that, throw on the YouTube and type in Future Islands and Letterman. Back in March 2014, they played on Dave Letterman. And Samuel T. Herring, who I think is one of the most intense performers I've ever seen, just won over David Letterman. He couldn't get enough. You know, if Letterman likes your set, he'll walk onto the set afterwards and talk to you. And when he saw them, he said, as he's walking back onto the stage, he's like, I'll take all of that you got. As soon as Future Islands finished their song Seasons, this band that had been touring the country for, over a decade after that show skyrocketed and became more familiar name, definitely a bigger Pitchfork name, a music nerd name. And I'm so excited that Future Islands will be here in Lawrence, Kansas on September 29th. Tickets are on sale now. I bought mine last week when they went on sale. Also coming through to Liberty Hall, Big Thief, September 12th. September 22nd, Group Love with Black Star Kids opening up. And then on September 29th, Future Islands. That's a really crazy September at Liberty Hall. Three absolutely wonderful shows. Perfect for any fan that listens to this station here at 90.9 The Bridge. So here it is. Here's music from Future Islands. The song is called Ran. Guaranteed you're going to hear this one on September 29th down at Liberty Hall.
There it goes. Pride Month is here, and we are kicking off the Pride celebration with an encore of my conversation with beloved artists and longtime activists, Indigo Girls. They talk about their activism, their music, and they perform on the next World Cafe.
Tonight at 7 on 90.9. The Bridge.
The Bridge receives support from the Vinyl Underground at 7th Heaven, celebrating Record Store Day Saturday, June 12th. Independent record stores, like the Vinyl Underground at 7th Heaven, will have exclusive, limited edition, and rare releases available that day only. The Vinyl Underground will open at 7 a.m. with a huge selection of all the exclusive and rare indie store releases. The Vinyl Underground at 7th Heaven, 7621 Troost. More information is available on their Facebook page. The Vinyl Underground at 7th Heaven. Friday and Saturday, September 24th and 25th at Knuckleheads, the Briarcliff Business Alliance presents Briarfest 7, featuring the Danielle Nicole Band.
Come on!
2 days, four stages with Jesse Dayton, the Free Rent Band, Elton Dan, and Rob Stewart, plus the Drifters and more to be announced. 2 day tickets are available at BriarfestKC.com and KnuckleheadsKC.com. Fest 7, September 24th and 25th at Knuckleheads, in support of The Bridge.
90.9, The Bridge.
Yeah.
That was music from Kansas City's own Wonder Fuzz. The song is called Headhunters. They're going to be playing down at Power and Light on July 23rd, a free show right in the middle of Power and Light in that open pavilion area. Wonder Fuzz, the musicians in that band are part of so many great projects of music from right here in Kansas City. A few of them, Josh Johnson has a project called Ready Astronaut. Jordan Smith has a project called Supernauts. Hadn't made new music for a while, but a great act from a while back. Sam Hoskins just released music under his project, The Slowdown, which we played here a couple weeks ago. And he's also in the band Elevator Division, which had a reunion right before COVID and are also working on releasing a brand new record. And then Natalie Norman is also in this project, and I don't know of any side hustle that she has, but when they all come together in this version, they form Wonder Fuzz. Again, that song is called Headhunters. Catch them again July 23rd, free show, down at Power and Light. There's a bunch of shows on the books down there, especially if you like hot country nights. They do the Thursday night country shows. They're all down there, and as well as Tech Nine, going to be coming through on August 7th, playing a hometown show that's been moved several times now because of the pandemic, but it looks like it's going to hold up. August 7th, 2021, Tech Nine down at Power and Light, and that'll be his first Kansas City show in a long time, and I imagine it'll be a little crazy. Another show that I believe was announced before the pandemic that I was really excited about, and then it got canceled and has now rescheduled. A musician that plays under the name Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. She's going to be playing at Record Bar on September 18th. Her real name is Mackenzie Ruth Scott, and she's come through town a couple times. Most memorable, she played a really intense, not greatly attended show at Czar Bar after she released, I think it was her second record, and I was a huge fan. She's one of those musicians that, if you're a fan of this station, Bob Boylan couldn't have pushed her harder. With performances on his shows and anything he could put his name on, any of his best of year lists, Bob Boylan is very much a fan of Torres. And again, she'll be at Record Bar on September 18th, along with Ariana and The Rose. Cool story about Torres. One year, I was at South by Southwest, and I had just seen Torres here in town. And St. Vincent, Annie Clark, was one of the keynote speakers doing an interview. And I got there early because I wanted a good seat. And right as I slide in and take my seat, the person that sits right next to me is Mackenzie Ruth Scott, aka Torres. And I got to tell her how I just saw her playing in Kansas City and how I loved her music and what a great show it was. And I'm excited that she's coming through town playing at Record Bar on September 18th. Also, Record Bar's calendar went from like 2 shows to like 25 shows. So many good things happening. Later this month, they're the official after party for Bluegrass in the Bottoms on June 25th and 26th. Various Blonde is there on July 15th. Emmeline Twist, who were recording new music over this past weekend, July 18th. Torres again on the September 18th. Local H and Radke, who we kicked off the show with, October 11th. My musical hero, William Elliott Whitmore, on October 27th. And the calendar goes on and on, and it's only going to get fuller. So many great shows there. But for now, we're going to play music from Torres. This song, again, is called Don't Go Puttin' Wishes in My Head, and hopefully you can make it out to Record Bar to see her September 18th. Here it is. When I thought that it was over,
what you do to me, baby. I need your love. I need your love in a bad way. I need your love in a bad, bad way. I need your love and I can't wait. I need your love in a bad, bad way. I need your love in a bad way. I need your love in a bad, bad way. I need your love and I can't wait. I need your love in a bad, bad way. Not alone, late, late at night. Oh, I don't wanna go home without you by my side.
Music from Julia Hale's catalog from her band The Goodfoot. Julia Hale is now on a project called Hilux and also plays out under her own name a lot. Hasn't been playing since COVID has hit. I believe her first show back will be June 24th at The Lounge at The Folly. If you're not familiar with these shows, The Folly, of course, is an amazingly beautiful and intimate theater in downtown Kansas City, but they also have a lounge, which they're setting up even more intimate shows in. Safer, socially distanced, smaller capacity. These shows are going to continue. They're going to start to open up a little bit, but for Julia Hale, again, June 24th at The Lounge at The Folly Theater. Other acts doing these: Danny Cox, David Luther, Karen Allison. I believe her show's in the main hall. V-Tran's going to do a live from The Lounge. So many things are coming through The Folly. Again, it's another venue that their calendar is probably about to just explode. But don't miss that one. Julia Hale, amazing vocals. June 24th, later this month. And again, that was music from her past. The band The Goodfoot. The song is called Bad Way. And I believe that came out as a split with Hearts of Darkness. It's been a minute, but I really like that track. Up next, another one of my wife's favorite things in the world, the Struts. Are you familiar with the Struts? These guys are legitimate rock stars. The lead person, his name is Luke, and he's like Mick Jagger, a baby Mick Jagger, a 50 years younger version of Mick Jagger. And they've played in Kansas City several times. We were lucky to have them play at Middle of the Map one year, and they came into the Bridge and did a very fun in studio, which you can watch on the Bridge's YouTube page. They also played at Boulevardia, they played at the Truman and Power and Light. Now they're coming back, playing out at Azura Credit Union Amphitheater on September 21st with Shinedown and another band opening up that night called 0936. Again, September 21st, out at Azura Credit Union Amphitheater out in Bonner Springs. This song came out earlier this year, and it's called Low Key in Love from the Struts, and it features Paris Jackson, daughter of Michael Jackson. It's a really fun song. I've said so many times on the show that I'm not good at fun music, but what I can say about the Struts is The Struts lets me be good at fun music. These guys put on an amazingly fun show. It's so entertaining. Luke is an absolute cartoon character when he gets on stage. Everything is really glittery and shiny, and he's running around doing high kicks, and it's such a fun night of music. I'm excited to see them, along with Shinedown and 0936 at Azura Credit Union Amphitheater on September 21st. Also out there later this month, Styx is going to be there. In August, the amazing Jason Isbell with Lucinda Williams will be out there. Flyover, August 21st, the Giant Hip Hop Festival. The Avett Brothers are out there on October 1st. And again, this calendar just keeps getting bigger and bigger. As we announced today, August 5th, Foo Fighters with Radke opening up. So many shows, folks. Hope you're ready for it. Here's music from The Struts. The song is called Low Key in Love.
Presents ZZ Top and Willie Nelson.
Kansas City, here I come.
ZZ Top. With George Thorogood. Tickets for Willie Nelson and ZZ Top with George Thorogood are available Friday at Ticketmaster.com. Willie Nelson.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Willie Nelson, ZZ Top, and George Thorogood. August 8th at Ezra Amphitheater in support of The Bridge.
The A160 on the Bridge is brought to you by 7th Heaven, your neighborhood music shop, smoke shop, and love shop. Open 7 days a week in Blue Springs and at 7621 Troost.
Celebrating 20 years of music discovery.
Become a member or donate to support 20 more years of music discovery. Go to bridge909.org/support.
brand new stuff from Lawrence, Kansas, from Chess Club. This song is called All Aboard. It's from their album, You're Lucky I Like You, which came out during the pandemic, and they said they wanted to have a proper album release show, and we told you we'd let you know about it once it was announced. It's announced. July 2nd, Chess Club album release party at Replay Lounge. Also on that bill are Red Kate and Matthew Molnix. The album was put out by the record label Black Sight Records, which is run by the head person from Red Kate, and that's going to be a really fun show to catch on July 2nd down at the Replay Lounge in Lawrence, Kansas. It's a really fun album. I was excited to play it when it came out back in March, and excited to play it for you again today. All Aboard from the Chess Club, and All Aboard to Replay Lounge. Their calendar is just exploded this coming week. The Match Sellers are over there. The Sluts are playing two sets on June 26th. They're down there. Again, Chess Club on July 2nd. The Roseline on 4th of July. And I believe that will be an album release show for their brand new record. The Moose, July 16th. Our great friend Kadesh Flo on July 23rd. Calvin Arsenia making a Lawrence appearance July 25th. Maria the Mexican in August. And the calendar goes on and on and on. It's back, folks, and I hope you're able and comfortable, and hopefully, if you're comfortable, you're vaccinated and getting ready to go out and see some music. Up next, they're officially from Nashville, Tennessee, but one of the members of the band, DJ David Lee, from right here in Kansas City. The band is called The Magi, and they put out this record during the pandemic. The song we're going to play is called Try, and they're going to be coming through Kansas City on 4th of July weekend. They'll be here July 3rd, playing out at Old Shawnee Pizza in Lenexa, Kansas. DJ Lee has toured the country, the world, with one of his projects called Scratch Track, and now he's out with the band The Magi. He also manages some Kansas City bands like Olivia Fox and Secondhand King, and he's also one of the nicest dudes I've ever met. Always excited to have DJ Lee back in town, and excited to see him on July 3rd out at Old Shawnee Pizza in Lenexa. And if you don't know it, that Old Shawnee Pizza location in Lenexa has live music every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And the location in Shawnee has music every Friday and Saturday night. And my favorite businesses are the ones that support Kansas City music. And I have to give mad props to Will Walker, the owner of Old Shawnee Pizza, constantly hustling and having so many great Kansas City acts play over there. This week, Chris Bruders and Mark Smeltzer will be over there taking off their masks from Freight Chain Rabbit Killer and playing a set. Baby J, which is a project that used to be known as A La Mode, from right here in Kansas City. AJ Gaither will be playing there on June 21st, which is a special event called Make Music Day. We'll talk more about that in a couple shows. Nicole Springer will be there on June 25th. And again, The Magi, featuring David Lee from right here in Kansas City, be there on July 3rd. And I bet you get to hear this song that night. Here is from The Magi. The song was called Try, July 3rd at Old Shawnee Pizza.
I should have seen the warnings. The signs were everywhere. Should have seen it coming. I could feel it in the air. As the clouds roll in, I can only blame myself. Sees me every day is the same old story. Asking myself why. Gotta hope that I'm gonna make it through this. But who knows what the truth is? And I'll try and I'll try and I'll try till it's over. Caught up in the moment. Avoided. How did I find myself here? Spinning round and
What I show this crowd ain't what's going on inside. When I close my eyes, I dream of brighter days. I look up to the sky to find a better way. Trying to make it look easy, kind of hoping that nobody sees me. Every day is the same old story, asking myself why. Gotta hope that I'm gonna make it through this, but who knows what the truth is. And I'll try, and I'll try, and I'll try till it's over. Working hard, trying to make it look easy, kind of hoping that nobody sees me. Every day is the same old story, asking myself why. Gotta hope that I'm gonna make it through this, but who knows what the truth is. And I'll try, and I'll try, and I'll try till it's over. And when I close my eyes, I dream of brighter days. I look up to the sky to find a better. Kinda hoping that nobody sees me. Every day is the same old story, asking myself why. Gotta hope that I'm gonna make it through this, but who knows what the truth is. And I'll try, and I'll try, and I'll try till it's over. Working hard, trying to make it look easy, kinda hoping that nobody sees me. Every day is the same old story, asking myself why. Gotta hope that I'm gonna make it through this, but who knows what the truth is. And I'll try, and I'll try, and I'll try till it's over. And I'll try, and I'll try, and I'll try till it's over. Yeah, I'll try, and I'll try, and I'll try till it's over.
That was music from the Magi. The song was called Try. You can catch them in Kansas City on tour from Nashville on July 3rd at Old Shawnee Pizza out in Lenexa. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. We've been running through the concert calendar, talking about some new shows recently announced, and other stuff we're looking forward to. You can find a great concert calendar on the Bridges website. You can also find a concert calendar on my personal Facebook page. My name is Chris Agarian. I'm the host here of the 8160 on 90.9 The Bridge. On Facebook, it's Concert Chris. Gets you there easier than spelling my last name. We're going to have all of these shows that we've talked about on this show on a long calendar and several 100 other entries as well. We're going to end with this week with music from Emma Jo from here in Kansas City, a new song from her called The Queen of Silver Lining. She is part of one of the first shows to be back at Grinders in the venue in downtown in the Crossroads District. We used to call that venue Crossroads KC, but now it's called Grinders. It's the backyard there at Grinders. Amazing space to see a show. Their first show back technically is June 11th with Dolewhite, and then alt country guy Jamie Johnson coming to town on June 18th. And then on June 19th, Emma Jo is part of Stratgazer's Summer Jam, which features like 22 Kansas City musicians playing from like noon until 11 o'clock on June 19th as Stratgazer's Summer Jam. More on this lineup, Bluegrass in the Bottoms there June 25th and 26th, Fits in the Tantrums July 1st, Everclear, Living Color, Hoobastank, and Wheatus July 18th, Mountjoy and Trampled by Turtles in September, along with 311 in September. This calendar is exploding, and it's not going to stop. That being said, Emma Jo from right here in Kansas City, she calls her music Americana from the Heartland, Folkabilly, and Soul Country. Here's her song, Queen of Silver Lining. Catch her on June 19th down at the Grinders venue behind Grinders Pizza in the Crossroads Art District. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you get out there and see some music. Take care.
I was born under a bad sign, and the bad luck's been clinging to me like a vine. When the rain comes, it always pours, then it flashes and thunders some more. I spend my whole life get a little nervous.
something good's about to surface. Don't wipe my tears away, 'cause they feel cool upon my face. Don't let my hard times fool you, and don't worry, 'cause I always pull through. I lost sight of my lucky star, but I still got a rhythm in my own guitar. It's dark clouds.
KTBG Warrensburg, Kansas City.
Celebrating 20 years of being the place to discover music.
Member supported 90.9.